Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this last Sunday of the month of August. And we are drawing ever closer to a special Sunday that someone else will share about in a moment. As we look at some announcements, I direct your attention to page 5 in your bulletin. You'll see in there a mission announcement regarding the Love Your Neighbor Back to Basics campaign for Rebecca's Haven, which is the women's ministry of Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. And there is a labeled tub outside the chapel where you could drop off any donations that you would like to have. And speaking of 2 weeks from today, we have a video clip to begin that announcement.
Our T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, we have to go for ignition start, 2, 1, 0, booster ignition, and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour.
Good morning. T-minus 2 weeks until we blast into a new ministry here at St. John's. Mark your calendars. Reach out to church family you haven't seen in a while. Invite family and friends. On Sunday, September 12th, we will be filled with lots of activities to recharge and reconnect. Our 8 a.m. worship service will be held in the chapel. At 9:15, there will be Sunday school for all ages. And our 10:30 worship service will be outside on the east lawn next to the storage building. Remember to bring your lawn chairs or something comfortable to sit in. After the service in the fellowship hall will be our annual chicken barbecue dinner. So please make plans to stay for lunch. For those not able to stay, we will have carryout available at 11:30, and a free will offering will be collected to cover the meal. But wait, the day does not end with lunch. Following lunch, there'll be activities for all ages. For the young at heart, there will be inflatables and gaga ball, and maybe not so young at heart. Yard games will also be played, and for those of us that may enjoy a calmer setting, you may join in a rousing game of bingo. Or better yet, just spend time visiting with church family and friends. Reignite those relationships. So let's get ready to blast into another year of ministry, all to God's glory and honor. Believe, learn, and seek truth together. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Lots of plans are coming together for that day. Most importantly for you that were here several years ago now, Chrissy assured me that she is calling Port-a-Pitt tomorrow to remind them that we're on their calendar. There were a few years ago that we thought they were coming and they didn't. So ever since then, they've got a check-in call. So thank you for that. And Fellowship Committee and Consistory are doing some things behind the scenes. Lots of plans are being finalized in getting ready for the 12th. I could use some help to get ready the day before. September 11th, say around 9 a.m., 10 to 12 people. I already have 4 from 8 o'clock service. At least that's one father that assures some of his children will be there. But about 9 a.m., we need to set up some awnings. We need to set up the stage platform and set up some of the games. So if you could help with that, let me know, please. In our worship this morning, we turn to Psalm chapter 45. Psalm 45 is a psalm of praise. It's praise of a king on his wedding day. And as you read the entire psalm, there's the aspect of giving glory to God who has blessed the king in order for him to be able to serve. And as we read and begin our worship, it's a reminder that our glory is to be given to God as well. So Psalm 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the anointing of joy that we have through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, I pray with it is joyful hearts that we come before you and worship this day. Yes, Lord, each of us are struggling through different things in life, and yet in our time, our relationship with you, no matter the struggles, there is this sense of joy of knowing salvation through Jesus Christ. And so we come to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you, and to share that joy with others in the power of your name. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us all join in the brief service exalting our Lord Jesus Christ. It is found on page hymn number 86 in your hymnal. It is called Give Him Glory. In this brief order of service, I will begin where it says worship leader there. I will read that paragraph of exaltation. Then after that, I would like you to join me where it says worship leader and people and reading that paragraph. When we're finished reading the two paragraphs there, we will join in singing specific verses on the following pages of the hymns. Number 87, we will sing May Jesus Christ Be Praised. And as you will see in your hymnal, if you're using a hymnal, we will be singing verses 1, 3, 4, and 6, and then we will sing hymn number 88, Fairest Lord Jesus, and as you can see, we will sing verses 1 and 4, and then we will conclude with hymn number 89, Our Great Savior, which we will sing verses number 1, 2, and 4. So let us begin. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood, shed on the cross. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Please join me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. You may be seated.
I'd like to invite the children and youth up if they're willing to come up for a few moments. All right. Before I get started, can you help me out for a second? Here's some soap. Will you hold that for me? All right, squirt a little bit in my hand. Push down on top of that. That'll work. Perfect. You wash your hands a lot? You wash your hands before you eat? Yeah, I do too. It's probably a good thing, but sometimes I forget.
Before our hands are dirty.
I know, they get dirty. You gotta wash them, you gotta be clean before you eat. Especially before you eat. But
before you eat noodles.
Noodles? Well, I was gonna eat this granola bar, but I'm gonna wait till after we're done with this, then I'm gonna eat it. All right? So it's really important to wash your hands. And before you cook, right. Do you know that a long time ago when Jesus was on earth, there were some religious leaders, some very important people. They were really, really, really particular about cleanliness. They wanted everything to be clean, especially if you were going to put it in your mouth. One day, Jesus' friends, they were called the disciples. You heard the disciples, that name before? Okay, those are Jesus' close friends. They were forgetting to wash their hands. And these religious people said, hey, Jesus, your friends, they're kind of forgetting our rules. They're not washing their hands before they put, you know, we want all the clean things to go in people's mouths. You know what Jesus told those leaders? He said, you know what? I think it's more important what comes out of your mouth than what goes in your mouth. Because everything that comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. So if you say nice things, your heart is very, very clean. But if you say something that's maybe not so nice, maybe your heart's not as clean as what it should be, right? So have you ever heard somebody say, sticks and stones may break my bones? Have you heard that one?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay, would you know what? Sometimes, even at your age and even my age, there's times where I probably could have said something a little bit nicer to somebody, and I know I hurt their feelings, and maybe I have said something really nice. So that means I've got a good, clean heart, right? So always remember that before you say something, think about what you're going to say. Is it going to be nice? Because you know what? Jesus knows what's in your heart, and he knows what you're going to say before you even say it and before you even think it. Isn't that pretty cool? So you want to make sure that you have good, clean thoughts in your heart. And then when you say that, you'll make people happy around you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's pray, okay? All right, Lord, let the words from our mouths and the thoughts in our hearts be pleasing to you. And let our words be clean and our thoughts be completely pure. I ask this in your name, amen. Thanks for coming up. Here you go, you can have that.
When Matt came before 8 o'clock service to get ready for his little lesson, and he came in with a bowl of water, some of us were kind of concerned what he might be doing with that, but it turned out to be a very good lesson. I had the blessing of sitting with our children and youth during the Sunday school hour, and Ryan, who was just up here, was part of that class, and we were doing all kinds of Bible trivia, and at the end, when I said, well, let's bow in prayer, Ryan started praying for us. So I told his parents that was pretty cool too. As we come into our time of prayer, you can see the updates on the back of your bulletin. I've learned to check my phone before worship. So I heard from Roger Merrillett that Chloe did come home on Friday and things are going well. She kind of has a brace to protect the surgery spot on her leg, and she is planning on going to school tomorrow. I also heard from Kyle Chase, who is with Reliant Ministry up at the University of Michigan, and he is preaching right about now from the Gospel of Luke, and he was asking for our prayers that students, especially new students coming in, would be open to the gospel, and I assured him that we would be in prayer. Let's come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, Lord of grace and mercy, Lord of joy and peace. Lord, we know that you want our hearts to be clean. You know that we live in the world, and yet you teach us not to have the world affect our hearts, but to be filled with the teachings and the word of Scripture, the grace and the truth of Jesus Christ, that our hearts would be clean, so that what comes out of our hearts and what we do lines up with Scripture, to be pleasing and to be a blessing to you and to your kingdom. Lord, that doesn't mean that we can't say direct things to people, that we can't offer correction or our thoughts from Scripture, but we have to do it in a way that's not mean or degrading or abusive. So, Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for his going to the cross, dying on the behalf of your people, that their sin could be forgiven. And we thank you for the resurrection, the power that Jesus displayed over the grave, in the hope and the promise of everlasting life for those who trust and believe in Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we bow in prayer, we are mindful of Kyle Chase at University of Michigan and all of the other campus chaplains and ministers. Lord, as they welcome students onto campus, as they preach and as they minister, we pray your grace and your truth goes through them to be a blessing to students and staff. Lord, we continue to pray your power of healing upon Bryce and John and Chloe and Jody. Lord, you know that the world that you created, you meant it to be good. And it was good. And then sin entered the world. And ever since the Garden of Eden, the world has been fallen. And Lord, those of us who pay attention to the news, who follow national and world awareness, we're aware of the fallenness of humanity in foreign countries and in our own. Lord, we pray for those that have been affected by the tragedy in Afghanistan. We pray for peace. We pray for greater wisdom. We pray for protection. We pray for those in Afghanistan. We pray for our military. We pray for the families who lost loved ones. We pray for those that are currently serving and families of those who are currently serving. Lord, we cannot make sense of it all. We don't always know what to believe in what's reported. But Lord, we pray that in this time of tragedy, people would turn to you and they would be in prayer. They would seek your forgiveness. They would seek your will. They would seek your grace. And Lord, as we offer this prayer for our nation and our world, we also pray for ourselves. For those times when we have not been the leaders we need to be, when we have faltered, when we've been concerned and worried, fearful and unable to act. Lord, we pray for your strength and your power. We pray for the revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. And in your power and strength, keep us faithful. And unite us through the words of our prayer as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let's sing the hymn, Rejoice, Ye Pure in Heart. It is found in number 562 in your hymnal.